This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Museum and Archives Society had quite an active summer with programming, events, and exhibits on display. I caught up with the program's coordinator, Laura Balducci, to review the success of the summer and look forward to what is ahead this fall for the Cortez Museum. Laura, the suitcase project has been on display all summer and it's still open until November 29th. What else is happening to conclude your summer season at the museum?
We also have the bee installation, and we've been doing a few workshops to collaborate with the traveling installation, the suitcase project. So we have Ayami here. She's done two workshops so far, and we have Suzu and her son Michael doing a Japanese heritage cooking class, which starts at the museum as a tour, and then they make their way down to the hall kitchens, and they're doing a demo and a tasting, and each attendee will definitely get their hands involved.
And that's a popular event because can people still sign up for that?
No, it's been booked. There was only a limited 10 seats, and we still have a waiting list. And actually, our workshops have been very well received, maybe a little bit more well received than what we were expecting, because you just never know what's going to interest people. And so we're definitely interested in doing more workshops throughout the year, like going into the next season and onward. And it's actually just been a really great season, like summer season at the museum. We've had lots of artists in the garden, featured artists in workshops. We've had book launches and readings, and we've had speakers come in, for instance, speaking about mushrooms and bees. It's been a pretty incredible season, actually, considering we were shut down for 2 years, as everybody experienced. So this has been a great
renaissance.
Just a way to bounce back and invite people in, and lots of visitors. The island's been quite busy, so we've had lots of visitors in and out of the garden and in and out of the museums and the installations and coming to all of our book launches. We did 4 or 5 book launches, and we had a film fest. We had...
Yeah, that was us. Was it his name, Steve Shepherd?
Steve Shepherd came. We actually had a pretty good turnout for Orrin Lee Johnson's book launch. I think we had 60 people in the garden. We had a few different book launches in the co-op courtyard there, collaborating with Marnie's books that were all really well attended. We had a poetry night down there also, which was very well attended. And this, when Dr. Steve Shepherd came, he was on island to do a conference with Paul about mushrooms and bees. And, you know, it just happened pretty quick. But I think we had, if my mind remembers, I think it was like around 55 people that showed up. And we only had 3 or 4 days to actually start our promotion on that. So it was very well received. And then in October, we're hopefully working towards doing some educational programs with all the different schools on island. So the public school, the homeschools, and the Cortez Island Academy, which is new. And we really would love to invite the kids into the museum for tours and hopefully maybe do some programming around like what they would pack at a moment's notice. Get them thinking about that kind of stuff because it's all relevant. And then there's also the bee installation. So there's lots going on.
Fantastic. So yeah. At the beginning of the season, I remember when I interviewed Melanie, there was a lot of encouragement to get the community involved with their insight and their offerings. And it sounds like scientists and artists and
writers,
authors,
yeah,
and all kinds of people totally showed up. And so is that call out still active? Or is the museum still looking for input?
Absolutely.
And activity?
Always. We're always looking for input or what people would like to or experience. And we're also looking all the time for presentators or gather and come around and experience the museum and bring any ideas or thoughts to us.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.